Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Punita Bakshi with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati from Malda in West Bengal. Prime Minister to visit Assam this evening to flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Two Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. US President Donald Trump announces members of a new board of peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan to end Gaza conflict. IMD forecasts light rainfall over Punjab and Haryana for the next 3 to 4 days. And in ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, match between India and Bangladesh underway in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati, Kamakhya, at Malda Town Railway Station. Mr. Modi also virtually flagged off Guwahati-Howrah Vande Bharat sleeper train. The fully air-conditioned Vande Bharat sleeper train is set to offer passengers an airline-like travel experience at economical fares. It will make long-distance journeys faster, safer, and more convenient. The Vande Bharat sleeper train comprises 16 modern coaches with a total capacity of 823 passengers. Our correspondent reports that the service will be especially beneficial for common passengers, students, professionals, migrant workers, traders and religious pilgrims.
A semi-high-speed train with a speed of up to 180 km per hour, the Vande Bharat sleeper train combines modern amenities with faster travel times. The 16-coach Vande Bharat sleeper has been designed to cater to long-distance passenger travel and is equipped with state-of-the-art passenger amenities. The fare for this Vande Bharat sleeper train will be around 2,300 rupees with food for third AC, 3,000 rupees for second AC and 3,600 rupees for first AC. The train, originating from Guwahati, will feature authentic Assamese cuisine, while the train starting from Kolkata will serve traditional Bengali delicacies, ensuring a delightful and culturally rich dining experience on board. With Dipendra Kumar from Guwahati, Bhanu Pratap Singh for Akashwani News.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said these are new generation trains with new technology and they will be manufactured in very large numbers.
The biggest change in sleeper travel will come with the Vande Bharat sleeper trains. These are new generation trains with new technology and they will be manufactured in very large numbers. The fares have been kept according to the middle class. A good innovation has been done in food services. Trains departing from Guwahati will serve Assamese food and trains departing from Kolkata will serve Bengali food.
Our correspondent spoke to some of the passengers and students who were travelling in the train. They expressed happiness, saying that they were lucky to get the chance to travel in the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train.
Pradeep Kumar Panda, I got opportunity to travel sleeper Vande Bharat. I have seen that the train is well designed and all world-class facilities in the coach, like charging the mobile points, the automatic chain pulling system. I am very encouraged and I thanks to government.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Assam this evening. During his 2 days visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a development project and flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. More from our correspondent.
Today evening at around 6 p.m., Prime Minister will participate in the Bagrumba Dauhao 2026 traditional Boro cultural program at Arjun Bhogeshwar Borua Sports Complex in Guwahati. On this occasion, more than 10,000 artists from Boro community will perform Bagrumba dance in a single synchronized presentation. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will perform Bhumi Pujan for the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over Rs. 6,950 crore at Koliyabor in Nogao district at around 11. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movements of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. It will also enhance road safety, reduce travel time, and support growing passenger and freight traffic. During the program, Prime Minister will also flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Kamakha Rohtak Amrit Bharat Express and Dibrugarh Gomtinagar Amrit Bharat Express. The Prime Minister will also address a public meeting at Koliyabor before concluding his Assam visit. Aminul Haq Juddar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
Amid allegations and counter-allegations traded between TMC and BJP in West Bengal over Form 7, the Election Commission has clarified that any registered voter within a specific constituency could submit any number of the form. The Commission said there is no limit on how many forms an individual can submit. However, to prevent misuse of the process, if a person files more than 5 objections, it will trigger a mandatory review by the Electoral Registration Office to ensure the legitimacy of the claims. Uttar Pradesh government has reiterated that no idols have been damaged during the ongoing reconstruction and redevelopment work going on at Manikarnika Ghat in Varanasi. Urban Development Minister A.K. Sharma reiterated that there was lack of basic amenities at Manikarnika Ghat area, due to which reconstruction and redevelopment work has been initiated by the government to provide more facilities to the people. District Magistrate Satendra Kumar also said that no idols have been damaged during the ongoing reconstruction. He said that misleading and baseless claims were being circulated on social media to and have no connection with the reality on the ground.
I want to inform you that all the artworks and sculptures that were fixed into the walls there have now been carefully preserved and taken into custody by the Department of Culture. The reconstruction work is currently going on and all of them will be reinstalled in their original form. The main temple at Manikarnika Ghat, the Masan Bhagwan or Tarkeshwar temple, and all these temples will be kept exactly in their original form and will be protected and conserved.
BJP today accused West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of doing appeasement politics in West Bengal. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra alleged that the West Bengal Chief Minister is justifying violence and aiming to isolate the state. He said that the senior TMC leader is trying to stop Special Intensive Revision, SIR, exercise by adopting unconstitutional and violent means. Mr. Patra said, under West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's rule, the governance of the state has taken a troubling turn. He also accused the TMC government of running fake ID rackets and making infiltrators the citizens of India.
This is also happening in Bengal. It is being stopped not in a constitutional way but through violence. The way Mamata Banerjee is doing it, election officials, who are also called BLOs, are not safe there. So much pressure is being put on them that they are being pushed to take extreme steps. Block development officers are also being attacked as if they were in an enemy territory.
In Chhattisgarh, 2 Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. According to the police, a joint team of security forces was dispatched after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the jungle of northwest area of the district. The encounter took place during the search operation this morning. Intermittent firing has been continuing from both sides since morning. So far, the bodies of 2 Maoists have been recovered from the spot. The BJP has swept the 2026 civic polls, winning 1,425 of the 2,869 seats across 29 municipal corporations across Maharashtra. According to the final tally, the Shiv Sena bagged 399 seats, Congress 324, NCP 167, Shiv Sena UBT 155, NCP SP 36, MNS 13 and BSP 6 seats. More from our correspondent.
The BJP won 89 and ally Shiv Sena bagged 29 seats in the 227-member Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, while Shiv Sena UBT managed 65 and MNS 6 seats. The Congress, which fought an alliance with Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi, bagged 24 seats, AIMIM 8, NCP 3, Samajwadi Party 2 and NCP-SP got just 1 seat. The Mahayuti alliance ended the 3-decade-old dominance of the Thackeray family in the cash-rich civic body with C. Prarthna, Madhuri Pange, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Republic Day celebrations at Kartavya Path this year will be a unique blend of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram, India's military might and cultural diversity. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh said the celebrations will mark a unique tribute to the national song alongside the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Rashtrapati Bhavan Circuit 1 will remain closed for the general public from the 21st to the 29th of this month. According to the President's Secretariat, the visit of general public will be closed due to the upcoming Republic Day Parade and beating retreat ceremony. Delhi Traffic Police have issued a traffic advisory for today and the 19th, the 20th and the 21st of this month due to Republic Day Parade rehearsals on Kartavya Path. According to the advisory, the traffic restrictions will be in place from 10:15 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. to ensure smooth and uninterrupted movement of the parade contingents. Traffic restrictions will apply to major roads connecting to Kartavya Path, including the intersections of Kartavya Path with Rafi Marg, Janpath, Mansingh Road and C Hexagon. Commuters are advised to avoid these areas during the restriction window as delays and diversions are expected. A Kerala court today rejected the bail plea of a Palakkad MLA, Rahul Mamakutthil, in the third rape case registered against him. The Tiruvalla Judicial First Class Magistrate Court passed the order after holding an in-camera hearing. The defence argued that the case was fabricated, while the prosecution informed the court that two other rape cases are pending against the MLA. The deadline for completing Hajj pilgrimage procedure has been extended till the 25th of this month. Ministry of Minority Affairs has clarified that no additional time will be granted beyond this date. The ministry has urged Hajj pilgrims to finalise their Hajj booking and other documentation. Pilgrims have been advised to deposit their valid passports with their chosen Hajj group organiser or the relevant office and to enter their registration details on the NUSUK portal. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very light rainfall over Punjab and Haryana in the next 3 to 4 days. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani said that at the end of this month, there are very high chances of rainfall over northwest India. Dr. Jenamani said the cold wave conditions have improved and a slight increase in minimum temperature has also been recorded.
Part of Delhi and Noida recorded the dense fog today morning with visibility less than 200 meters. If we talk about the cold wave condition, there have been a lot of improvement and the cold wave condition abated from NCR Delhi and many places over northwest India. Western disturbance during next 3 to 4 days may give very light rainfall over Punjab and Haryana. And in the western Himalayan region, maybe some snowfall will occur. So this winter, December, January, continue to remain dry and almost no rainfall over the plains and in the hills.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the members of a new board of peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan aimed at ending the Gaza conflict. The board will oversee efforts on governance, regional cooperation, reconstruction, investment funding and long-term stability in Gaza. Trump will serve as chairman of the board of peace, while senior advisers Arye Lightstone and Josh Grunbaum will manage daily strategy and operations. In the ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket Cup 2026, the second game in Group A match between India and Bangladesh is underway at the Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. Put into bat first, India was 66 for 3 in 13 overs when the reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flags off India's first Vande Bharat sleeper train between Howrah and Guwahati from Malda in West Bengal. Prime Minister to visit Assam this evening to flag off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains. Two Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. U.S. President Donald Trump announces members of a new board of peace to lead the second phase of his 20-point peace plan to end Gaza conflict. IMD forecasts light rainfall over Punjab and Haryana for the next 3 to 4 days. And in ICC Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, match between India and Bangladesh underway in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. And with that, we end the midday news.